Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. This week, I'm bringing you a bumper edition with critical updates in tech, cloud, security, and climate that may affect how you work and what you care about most. Let's kick off with Docker Desktop 4.43. Arguably one of the biggest updates for developers working with artificial intelligence models. This version is packed with features designed for reliability, better control, and stronger security, all rolled into a fresh interface. At its core, the updated Model Runner brings more granular management tools for AI models, finally making it simpler to integrate with the OpenAI API and other platforms. With enhanced runtime controls and a redesigned interface, developers now have more confidence troubleshooting and inspecting all of their running AI containers and tasks. Docker's MCP catalog has also been completely reworked, letting you discover and submit third-party AI tools much faster, now including OAuth support for GitHub for secure authentication. That means you can seamlessly verify your identity, while DevSecOps can breathe easy, knowing credentials and permissions are handled with modern standards. There's also some excitement about Docker's AI agent called Gordon, which now supports multi-threaded conversations. Gordon can guide you through container management and even help you with application packaging, all through chat-based interactions. For those working with Kubernetes, the new Compose Bridge feature allows you to convert your local compose.yaml files directly into Kubernetes configs in just a few clicks. This bridges the gap for anyone transitioning their stack into the cloud or scaling out their infrastructure for advanced AI workloads. Altogether, it's clear Docker is putting user experience and ease of management first, especially as today's developers increasingly straddle cloud-native and AI-powered projects. Speaking of major upgrades, let's shift to the Linux landscape, where anticipation is high for the next kernel. Linux kernel 6.16 is set to deliver substantial performance improvements, specifically for Intel's new Core Ultra Series 2 Lunar Lake chipsets. For laptop fans, especially those eyeing the Lenovo ThinkPad X1 Carbon Gen 13, this could translate to snappier performance and greater efficiency. It's a sign that the open source community and hardware giants like Intel are collaborating more closely than ever to maximize hardware potential. These kernel improvements will be a game changer, particularly for professionals running complex workloads or developers looking to optimize their environments. But it's not all roses in the world of tech work, especially as AI's reach stretches deeper into traditional employment sectors. Ford CEO Jim Farley has recently expressed concern that artificial intelligence may threaten up to half of all white-collar jobs in the United States over the coming years. This stark outlook is based on the sheer pace and impact of automation, smart algorithms, and AI-driven decision-making now reshaping workplace realities. Gone are the days where automation was confined to the factory floor. It's now central to business operations and information work. Farley's comments underline a growing anxiety among business leaders and an urgent call for companies and workers to adapt to tomorrow's demands. While AI offers powerful productivity boosts, it also brings a profound shift in how we think about roles, training, and long-term security in all kinds of sectors. The future will likely belong to those who can ride the wave, leveraging new technology with adaptability, whether that's in design, management, or engineering. On the subject of making work easier, let's turn to the browser wars. Because Vivaldi 7.5 is out, bringing a stack of user-requested features. The update now allows you to customize tab stack colors, making it even easier to visually organize your browser windows when you're managing countless tasks and projects. There are smarter context menus, giving you faster access to the tools and shortcuts you use most, which saves precious seconds throughout your workday. Vivaldi has also enhanced DNS options, giving privacy-conscious users more control over how they browse and connect to the web. For those using its built-in mail and calendar tools, upgrades to filtering and scheduling mean even more streamlined productivity inside one app. All these tweaks point to a browser that's seriously focused on personalization and empowering users, especially if you feel boxed in by mainstream alternatives. Next up, let's talk security, because keeping your digital life safe is always a moving target. Several major operating systems released important updates and patches this week, notably Alma Linux, Debian, and Red Hat Enterprise Linux. These updates address critical vulnerabilities, some of which had left systems open to privilege escalation and remote attacks, making them essential for anyone prioritizing security and compliance. Staying current isn't just best practice. It's necessary to avoid exploits and keep your data and your users' data out of the wrong hands. Make sure your patching schedule is up to date, especially in production environments, and double-check that no endpoints are left behind. Moving on, We need to address something even bigger than software: the very real impact technology and climate are having on human lives across the globe. In their most recent analysis, NOAA highlighted just how urgent the climate crisis has become for millions. In particular, for the roughly 4.4 million Somalis now facing crisis-level food insecurity. Extreme drought continues to cripple crops, disrupt supply chains, and push communities to the brink of famine. These climate extremes not only threaten livelihoods, but also underscore the alarming gap in early warning systems and resilience planning, especially in regions that are most vulnerable and least equipped to bounce back. NOAA's report calls for urgent action by governments and aid agencies to strengthen monitoring, pre-position relief, and invest in infrastructure so these communities can withstand future shocks. As we think about the future of technology, it's just as important to keep the human cost of inaction front and center. Whether it's droughts or digital breakthroughs, the decisions we make today will define not just this decade, but the next generation's opportunities and challenges. Shifting back to the business world, supply chain drama is once again in the spotlight, this time with Apple's expanding footprint in India. Apple has been accelerating its plans to shift more manufacturing outside China, a move driven by both economic and geopolitical pressures. However, recent news shows Foxconn, Apple's key manufacturing partner, has sent home over 300 Chinese workers from its Indian plants. This decision could disrupt production timelines for flagship devices like the iPhone 17, as cross-border staffing hurdles compound supply chain risks. It reflects the broader challenge global brands face as they navigate complex trade arrangements, shifting regulatory landscapes, and rising tensions between major economies. The ripple effects could extend down to pricing, product launches, and even availability in local markets worldwide. These are the kinds of behind-the-scenes maneuvers that can make or break quarterly numbers, but also have lasting impacts on jobs and regional investment. Now for a rapid-fire summary of other stories you might have missed, but are sure to set the agenda over the months ahead. AI-powered note-takers are becoming more mainstream in workplaces, streamlining documentation and follow-up but raising questions about the future role of humans in meetings. The latest Debian 13 installer RC2 has landed with broad usability improvements, making installation smoother and improving hardware compatibility. For open source and enterprise users alike, these incremental upgrades help ensure Linux continues to be accessible and robust for everyday computing. Meanwhile, Intel's incoming CEO is reevaluating their contract manufacturing approach, hoping to attract new heavyweight clients and better compete with rivals like TSMC. That means more fine-tuned fabs, renewed focus on leading-edge processes, and a race to keep US-based manufacturing relevant on the world stage. In the world of productivity software, Grammarly's recent acquisition of Superhuman marks a strategic move to ramp up its AI-driven email experience. Expect to see more intelligent, context-aware messaging tools rolling out soon, as software makers race to integrate AI assistants directly into daily communications. Taken together, it's clear that technology's frontier keeps pushing outward, not just in features, but in how it changes daily life and work. From smarter note-taking to streamlined installations or new business models built on factories, each shift introduces opportunities, efficiencies, and sometimes uncomfortable questions about our future. The pace of change is accelerating, with artificial intelligence and automation challenging how we define value, skill, and even job security. At the same time, the physical world reminds us that our innovations must serve people, especially the vulnerable, by building resilience rather than just competitive advantage. So if you're an individual or a business watching these trends, remember, stay agile, learn fast, and know that adaptation is your best advantage. Whether you're deploying a new AI model, patching a server, planning your next big move, or supporting communities facing climate extremes, your choices matter. As always, I'll keep bringing you the most important stories so you can stay sharp and ahead of the curve. If you found this roundup helpful, be sure to follow the show and check out our sponsor at element.fm. Next week, I'll bring you more updates at the intersection of open source and global innovation. Thanks for listening.